This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. There's been a lot of talk in recent weeks about possible efforts by foreign groups to hack into election databases around the country to undermine the results of the November election. Now, what are the odds that this could happen in Vermont? Secretary of State Jim Kondo says it's highly unlikely because his office was the first state agency to undergo a thorough cybersecurity assessment. And with us now to discuss this issue is Secretary of State Jim Kondo. Jim, great to have you back on Vermont Edition.
It's great to be here, Bob.
So the FBI is very concerned about this issue. How seriously do you take the threat of a cyber attack on Vermont's election system? Is this something that Vermonters should be concerned about?
Well, I think first let me just say that as Vermont's chief elections officer, election integrity is one of my highest priorities. And I want Vermont voters to know that we're taking every step and every precaution necessary. And we can go into some of that as we go, but I want them to know that we are taking this seriously. And I know that my colleagues across the country are taking this seriously. Now, we were involved in a phone call, a national conference call with Secretary Johnson of Homeland Security a few weeks ago when he first raised this issue. And one of the things we cautioned him about was to first learn how do our systems work? Because he thought that all of our election tabulators were all connected to the internet. He did not realize that none of our tabulators are connected to the internet, ours meaning Vermont's.
So what you're saying that every town that has one of these tabulators exists on its own?
It's a standalone unit that operates basically off of two memory chips. One operates the actual scanner itself. The other records the votes. So it's two different memory chips, standalone. Those are under lock and key at the town clerk's office. They receive them usually sometime within the last 4 weeks before the election, and they keep them under lock and key until election day. And on election day, they actually run what's called a logistic inaccuracy test of those chips to make sure that they're running right. In other words, they actually perform test ballots, and they run them through the machine they know what those test ballots, how they're supposed to be recorded so that they can see whether that machine is actually working. We have a very strong chain of custody issue with those chips. So those units themselves are standalone, as I said. There's no hardwire, no Wi-Fi that connects them to the internet. The other part of this that I think is important, and we wanted to make sure that Secretary Johnson knew this, there are 40 states roughly that you use a scanner, OptiScan equipment. And I think every one of those states, I know Vermont is the case in Vermont, is at the end of the day, we have an actual paper ballot. That's required by state law. In fact, I was on the committee and I made the motion back around 2003 or 4 to require that there be a paper ballot at the end of the day. So we have that. And one other piece that we do as well is there's a state law that requires the Secretary of State's office to do an audit of the election within 30 days of the election. I think you've been to some of those where we do the audit within 30 days. And it used to be a permissive, the language said may conduct an audit. And when I took office, we went back to the legislature and said we wanted to change that to shall perform an audit within 30 days. And that audit originally was done. We would pick one or two races and run the scan vote tallies through. But now what we do is we run the entire election for that town, whatever towns that we are auditing. We run the entire election through, and we do it on a different system. So then we compare the results. And the audit has shown that the tabulators are extremely accurate.
So what do you think the FBI is most concerned about? Are they concerned about people hacking in and altering the election database? Are they concerned about people hacking in and changing election results? What's the biggest threat here?
Well, we don't know what the hackers are trying to do. The bad guys are trying to hack in. I don't know whether they were successful or not, but Arizona and Illinois have both been brought up as states that were attacked. I came back from that conference call, and we received, like, shortly after, within a day or two, we received the federal FBI alert that actually listed some IP addresses, and there was other information on it. And I actually gave that to my IT people. They checked our system, our logs, to see if those IPs had been trying to get into the system. We found none in our case. We also handed them to the state so that the state DII could look at the state logs and see if they could find any matches there.
So you mentioned Vermont is one of the states that requires a paper ballot. Do you think, given this concern over cybersecurity, that that's a good reason why paper ballots should remain part of Vermont election law going forward?
I do. For the foreseeable future, I don't think that we're going to see electronic. There's some states that are using electronic voting machines, where it's a touch screen, but there's no ballot at the end. There are also some versions of that now prints a ballot for you. Once you've used the touch screen, it will actually you hit submit and it prints your ballot, and you actually get to check it before you run it through a tabulator. So there's different versions of it, but like I said, there are roughly 40 states that use OptiScan tabulator type units that are standalone.
You know, we've discussed on this program in the past that some states are considering moving to internet voting. Do you think this threat of cybersecurity puts that on hold for a while?
I would hope so. I'm one of those that believes that we're not ready for it, although I know that a lot of the millennials believe that we can go forward with it. You know, they want to be able to vote on their cell phones. I don't think we're ready for that. We don't have the level of security yet that's necessary. And actually, the experts are telling us that we don't have that level of security yet as well. Now, we do use the internet, though, for one thing, and that is overseas and military votes. When we have their email address, we will actually email them a PDF of the ballot. They can print that ballot, fill it in, but then they have to mail it back to us. We do not accept email responses of ballots. You still have to mail it in.
So what will your office be doing going forward to monitor this whole situation?
As you stated in the beginning, I was the first, I believe the first state agency to do a complete agency-wide cyber risk assessment. And part of that came as a result of going to one of my national meetings and sitting down with Kate Brown, who was the Secretary of State in Oregon. She had just had a hack of her corporation's system, and we were talking about it. And I came back to Vermont, and I asked my IT folks about it, and they said, well, look, we're putting in new IT solutions, and just about every division of my operation has new technology. And, you know, the newer the technology, the more responsive it is to cyber risk, to cyber assessments. So what we've been doing, what we started, this was back around 2013, so clearly 3 years ago, we started the process of doing – we hired a vendor to come in and give us a risk assessment on our cyber systems to tell us where we might be vulnerable or not. It turned out that we were in pretty good shape. They made some suggestions of things where we could tighten it up even more. And then we also did penetration testing, where they actually hire hackers to try to hack into our system and then tell us if they were successful or not, or what they found as a result. And then we work with our vendors for our software to tighten it up if it's necessary.
So do you feel that you can assure Vermont voters that at this point the state's election system is pretty safe from cyber attack?
We believe it is, and we are in constant monitoring mode.
Secretary of State Jim Condos, many thanks for coming in and discussing this important issue.
You're quite welcome.